This is Jane Williams. I'm part of the research group that is researching the old Circle City Fairbanks Trail. It is November the 2nd, 1983. We have with us today Oscar Bridley to interview. Oscar, could you give us a little summary of your life here in Fairbanks?
Yes, this is Oscar Bridley. I was born in Fairbanks on August the 6th, 1911, in a little log cabin off of Cushman Street. The early days are not what we're after today, so I'll go right up to when I started working for the Alaska Road Commission in 1923. We were camped at Fox that year, graveling the road to the proposed Circle Steese Highway.
Well, you couldn't have been very old, Oscar. You were only 13 when you started working on that road.
That's right. I was 13 years old. I was so, let's say, small that I couldn't start my own truck. Frank Nash was one of my roommates at White Horse Smith's in Fox, where we stayed. And he and Frank Young and my brother, Doc, would make sure that I got my truck going. After I got the truck started, why, I could maneuver it in fine shape.
Then you worked, how many years did you work on that section of the road there?
Well, I just worked that 2 years, actually, 2 summers, that is, in our school vacation, during our school vacations. And then I didn't go back to the Steese Highway again until 1927. In 1927, they had broke the road through as far as 12 Mile Summit. We had a large camp at 83 Mile. This was a Alaska Road Commission gravel camp, and the gravel camps consisted of somewhere in the neighborhood of 50 people. That's the whole crew, cook and all.